Now, the Cape York community in far north Queensland is hoping to improve educational outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children with the appointment of their first full-time speech pathologist. Speech and language difficulties can result in poor educational outcomes for affected children. It can also affect identity, as children cannot connect with their oral tradition. The Cape has particularly high rates of speech and language difficulties as a result of middle ear infections and complications from fetal alcohol spectrum disorders, or FASD. Ellen Liebeder spoke to the new speech pathologist, Amanda Wilson.
I work with children from Cape York community, and I work with children from birth to school age, and those children are the ones who have difficulties with their speech and language and also with feeding. So I primarily work with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from 11 Aboriginal communities in Cape York.
So how does speech therapy help children?
We know in Cape York there are higher rates of speech and language difficulties because there are high rates of middle ear infections that affect children's hearing and their learning, which affects their speech and language. There also is high rates of fetal alcohol spectrum disorders and anemia, which affects cognition and learning development. So speech therapy helps to improve their speech and language skills, and they're really important for developing early literacy skills and getting good educational outcomes. So that's as far as closing the gap goes. That's an important part of meeting the educational targets, and then in the future looking at children having the skills to find gainful employment, and education has a big impact on health outcomes as well.
And what sort of exercises are you doing to increase speech skills?
So for the young ones who are preschool age and kindy age, it's more play-based skills. So we encourage parents to get down on the ground and play with their children face-to-face and do a lot of talking with their children, emphasising words and sounds. And the other thing is looking at ear health to make sure that any middle ear infections are being treated appropriately.
Now, you talked about educational outcomes. Now, I'm guessing that many of these children are speaking traditional languages at home as well as learning English at school. So how do you deal with children who are having difficulties with two different languages?
It's important for us to be considering both, because in Cape York, many children speak traditional languages and some children are multilingual and speak multiple languages. But when they get to school, they're generally educated in English and their NAPLAN tests are in standard Australian English. So it's important that we look at whether any difficulties with communication is due to them learning multiple languages at once and needing a bit more time to catch up, or whether it's a difficulty that they've got in their traditional first languages also.
The Aboriginal tradition is a great oral tradition. How important is speech therapy in continuing this?
Language and culture are quite intrinsically linked. Language is an important way that culture is shared and passed down through generations. And individual languages and those traditional languages help distinguish people from different cultural areas as well. So it's important from a cultural point of view. And if people's oral communication skills are impaired, it affects their ability to interact and function in their everyday lives, and it also affects their self-esteem and social and emotional well-being, and it can affect their ability to share and pass on their culture as well. And as I said, many people speak their traditional languages and are multilingual, so that makes it additionally challenging for young children who are starting school and being taught in a language that perhaps isn't their first language.
Amanda Wilson finishing that report by Ellen Liebeder.